Winston Churchill once famously said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." Think about that. Failure isn't the boogeyman we make it out to be. It's actually a stepping stone. The real boogeyman? Stagnation. Refusing to evolve. Now that's scary. It's all about framing, isn't it? Instead of seeing changes as these big, scary monsters, why not view them as friendly giants guiding us to bigger and better adventures? Hello, and welcome to another episode of Unscripted Pivots. I'm Danielle Sproles, also known as the WTF Lady. That's Women That Flourish, for those curious minds. I'm your host and executive coach, dedicated to guiding career-driven women through their unscripted pivots, transforming those seemingly WTF moments into opportunities where women truly flourish. Here, we embrace the unexpected turns and twists of life, transforming each challenge into a stepping stone towards greater achievements. Whether you're navigating career changes, personal growth, or just seeking a spark of inspiration, this is your sanctuary for empowerment and breakthroughs. So grab your cup of ambition, sit back, or take a walk, whatever makes you feel most empowered, as we unravel these chains and set our sights on new horizons. Today, we're diving into a topic close to my heart, the trap of the past. You know, they say that hindsight is 20/20. Well, I think hindsight is more like one friend who never lets you forget that embarrassing thing you did 10 years ago at a party. Yes, looking back at our past can be cringeworthy, but it's also a treasure trove of lessons. And it's these lessons that we need to dive into, not to dwell or ruminate, but to learn and grow. Speaking of dwelling, let's talk about the trap of obsessing over past events, decisions, or even old relationships. I mean, it's easy to do, right? And sometimes our past feels like a Netflix series we just can't stop binge watching. But here's the twist, ladies. Although valuable, our past experiences are not meant to be a prison that holds us back. Instead, they should be like episodes from a show we learn from and then move on to the next adventure. So imagine your past as a series of rooms. Each room represents an experience or a chapter of your life. Now, while it's great to visit these rooms to relive memories or to learn from them, wouldn't it be ridiculous to just live in one old, dusty room forever? Especially when there's a whole mansion to explore. Life isn't about staying put. It's about moving from one room to the next when it's time. Like jobs, situations, or even people, all things have an expiration date. Clinging to them beyond their natural course doesn't just hold us back, it hinders our growth. It's like refusing to leave a party that's clearly over. The snacks are gone, the music has stopped, and yet, there you are, trying to keep the vibe alive. This stubbornness to remain in a place where there's nothing left for us not only wastes our time, but it also blocks the door to new experiences. Imagine if, instead of lingering in that empty party room, you stepped out into the night and discovered another gathering across the street, you know, one where the lights are bright and the music invites you in. By moving on, you open up the possibilities of new joys, new connections, and new lessons. Holding on to what's clearly ended is like replaying the same song on repeat when there's a whole playlist you've never even heard just waiting for you, just steps away. Now, on the flip side, embracing change isn't about just letting go. It's about stepping forward into new possibilities. Using our past as information helps guide us towards the future we aim to shape. It's about moving on to better things, keeping our fear of the unknown at bay and trusting our gut. This proactive approach to change is not merely a passive release of what no longer serves us. It's an active pursuit of what might. Each step forward is informed by the lessons learned from where we've been, acting as if, signposts pointing the way. And by trusting our instincts, we navigate through uncertainty with a compass of self-awareness and insight, drawing closer to a future that resonates with our deepest aspirations. In this journey, our courage to face the unfamiliar is fueled by the knowledge that every experience, good or bad, is a building block in the architecture of our lives. Embracing change, therefore, becomes a dynamic engagement with life, a commitment to continuous growth and enhancement of our own potential. Winston Churchill once famously said, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." Think about that. Failure isn't the boogeyman we make it out to be. It's actually a stepping stone. The real boogeyman? Stagnation. Refusing to evolve. Now that's scary. It's all about framing, isn't it? Instead of seeing changes as these big, scary monsters, why not view them as friendly giants guiding us to bigger and better adventures? So when you're standing at the crossroads of change, whether it's in your career, your personal relationships, or even just your daily habits, ask yourself some key questions. Am I learning from my past to shape a better future? What have my past failures taught me about resilience? Am I more committed to my dreams or to my comfort zone? These aren't just questions, they're compasses. They point us in the direction we need to go, not necessarily the easiest path, but certainly the most rewarding. Remember, confidence isn't something you're born with, like blue eyes or curly hair. It's a skill. And how do we build this skill? Through small daily acts of courage. It's about practicing bravery in the little things so that when the big waves come, and they will come, we're ready to surf. So, what's one small act of courage you can commit to today? Maybe it's speaking up in a meeting or signing up for that course you've been eyeing. Or perhaps it's simply saying no to another commitment that doesn't serve your goals. As C.S. Lewis beautifully put it, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. Let's not be prisoners of our past, but rather pioneers of our future. Keep your eyes on the road ahead, ladies, steering with confidence toward the life you desire. Now, as we wrap up this discussion about stepping out of the past and embracing our future, I want to guide you through something very special. Often the journey of transformation isn't about action. It's also about reflection, finding the peace within, and aligning our thoughts with our intentions. We'll begin by focusing on our breath. I'll count for you. Follow my voice. Inhale slowly through your nose. Count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold that breath. Keep counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now slowly exhale through your mouth. Count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's repeat this breathing pattern. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale as I count for you. 1, two, three, four, five, six. Feel each breath helping you sink deeper into relaxation. Now, as you continue to breathe deeply, let's relax your body step by step. Let's take our focus through each part of the body, helping to release any accumulated tension or stress. Continue to follow my voice as we breathe deeply and let go. Begin by focusing on the top of your head. Inhale deeply, feeling calmness spread across your scalp. As you exhale, imagine any tension dissolving like a gentle wave washing over your head. Move your attention to your forehead. Breathe in cool, soothing air. As you breathe out, let your forehead relax and soften, smoothing out all furrows. Gently bring your focus to your eyes. Inhale deeply, and as you exhale, allow your eyelids to become heavier. Let stress fade away, leaving your eyes feeling cool, calm, and rested. Shift your awareness to your jaw and cheeks. Inhale deeply, and as you exhale, let go of any tightness. Allow your teeth to part slightly and feel relaxation spreading through your cheeks and down your neck. Focus on your neck. With each inhale, draw in relaxation. Each exhale helps dissolve tightness and stiffness, leaving your neck feeling loose and supple. Now to your shoulders. Inhale and fill them with air and energy. Exhale and feel the tension lifting away as if heavy cloaks are being removed from your shoulders. Bring your attention down to your arms. Inhale, envisioning energy flowing into your upper arms, through your elbows, and into your forearms. As you exhale, feel the release of any held stress from your muscles, making your arms feel lighter and relaxed. Continue to your wrists and hands. Inhale, drawing energy into these areas. Exhale and let your wrists loosen and your hands unclench. Imagine any residual stress dripping off your fingertips, leaving your hands calm and open. Draw your focus to your chest and back. As you breathe in, fill your chest with fresh, clean air, expanding your lungs fully. As you breathe out, let any tightness in your chest and back melt away, releasing burdens and breathing out worries. Shift your attention to your stomach and lower back. Inhale, feeling your abdomen rise. Exhale and allow any tension in your lower back to unwind. Feel a sense of relaxation spreading across these central parts of your body. Focus on your hips and thighs. Breathe in, bringing relaxation to these powerful muscles. As you exhale, release any heaviness or fatigue from the day, feeling your hips and thighs sink deeper into relaxation. Move down to your knees and lower legs. Inhale, infusing them with calm energy. Exhale and feel all the strain and pressure flowing out of your legs, leaving them feeling light and relaxed. Finally, bring your attention to your ankles and feet. Inhale, drawing breath right down to your toes. Exhale and let go of any remaining tension, feeling fully rooted and connected to the ground. Continue this pattern of breathing and visualization, moving smoothly from one part of the body to the next. With every breath out, let go a little more. With every breath in, draw in peace and calm. Visualize yourself sitting by a serene lake. The early morning sky paints the water with colors of pink, orange, and blue. With each breath, imagine the calmness of the water spreading through you. Let's breathe together. Inhale, drawing in the lake's peace. Count 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, feel the stillness. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, deepen your connection to this tranquility. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Continue to focus on the lake. Each inhale brings more peace. Each exhale releases what you no longer need. Inhale, feel the fresh air fill your lungs. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold and absorb the serene energy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale slowly, letting all tension flow out into the lake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's continue with this pattern, allowing the rhythm of your breath to align with the gentle motion of the lake's surface. Continue to focus on the lake. Each inhale brings more peace. Each exhale releases what you no longer need. Inhale, feel the fresh air fill your lungs. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold and absorb the serene energy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale slowly, letting all tension flow out into the lake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's continue with this pattern, allowing the rhythm of your breath to align with the gentle motion of the lake's surface. Now in silence, maintain this deep rhythmic breathing. I'll guide the counts silently in the background. Let your thoughts float away like ripples on the water. Return your focus to your breath whenever you need. Breathe in. Feel the fresh air fill your lungs. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold and absorb the serene energy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale slowly, letting all tension flow out into the lake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale again, feel the fresh air fill your lungs. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold and absorb the serene energy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale slowly, letting all tension flow out into the lake. One, two, three, four, five, six. As we conclude, slowly bring your awareness back to the room. Feel the chair or cushion beneath you. Hear the faint sounds around you. Take one deep grounding breath with me. Inhale deeply. One, two, three, four. Hold. Gather the calm. One, two, three, four. Exhale any last bits of tension. One, two, three, four, five, six. When you're ready, gently open your eyes and stretch if it feels good. Thank you for taking this time to center and ground yourself with me today on Unscripted Pivots. Remember, this place of calm and serenity is always available to you, just a few focused breaths away. Carry this peace with you and flourish in your day. Until next time.